Well, hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Savvy Time, the podcast. I am your host, Astrid Zagazeta, and on this podcast, I like to educate and motivate on topics relating to wellness, self-improvement, and the art of aligning, of staying connected to your truest self. So today, I'm going to talk about the five most important habits. At least in my opinion, we have all seen the videos on habits that make you a millionaire or the top daily habits. I know I have because for some reason I've always loved anything that has to do with habits, routines. So I've always been watching videos like that. And over time, I've realized that all of these habits are amazing, which, you know, making our beds every day, reading, exercising, eating healthy, getting enough sleep, all of that is crucial to live a healthier, a more structured life. We should all be adding those into our routine if we haven't already. I just want to dive a little bit deeper when it comes to those habits, in a way. So I guess those are the categories, and I have the sub-habits, so the little habits that are inside those habits, in a way, if that makes sense. That's what I'm going to be speaking about today. Just habits that, in my opinion, are not talked about enough or are kind of underrated. I have a little disclaimer for you. I am no healthcare professional. I am no nutritionist. I am a young lady that likes to read about topics relating to health and wellness and then share all of that information with all of you. So please take everything I say with a grain of salt. And as always, I encourage you to do that research for yourself. All of the sources that have been used for this episode are linked down below. Okay. So let's get started with these habits. Take notes, grab paper, open the notes app, whatever you have to do. But the first habit is drinking green smoothies, veggie smoothies, veggie juices. Not buying the ones pre-made at the store. If it's in a bottle, if it's packaged, rule of thumb, just try to stay away from it. Instead, making it your own with fresh vegetables that you personally picked out and consuming it within 24 hours so it doesn't lose its nutrients. Trust me, these can taste really, really good. You just have to find your preferred flavor. Fruits and veggies are packed with antioxidants, minerals, vitamins, fiber. It is so important to consume them on a daily basis since they help with restoring your gut, with your gut health, with boosting your energy levels. They clear up your skin. It's better to have a natural intake of it compared to anything else. I chose this as a first habit because majority of people forget about their veggies, and to be honest, so do I. But it is so quick and easy to make a green smoothie. Have it in the morning, have it at lunch. You already gained some of its benefits. Now, some nutrients do get lost in the process of making it, but it is better than not consuming it at all and not gaining anything. I know there are vegetables that cause bloat and discomfort. I don't know if you have had that experience, but I know that there have been people that just don't like to eat veggies because of that. And I used to be one of those people. But those vegetables are usually broccoli, Brussels sprouts, cabbage, because they are high in sulfur. But there are other vegetables that are easier to digest and taste a lot better for a smoothie. And that's spinach, celery, carrots, lettuce, beets. You can really make a really good beet smoothie with some orange, with some carrots. Tastes really good. Also, another vegetable is kale. Really healthy for you. Now, to add some flavor and not drink something boring, you can add a little bit of fruit. You can add lemon or lime. Usually fruit that is more sour has a lower glycemic index, meaning your blood sugar levels are going to take longer to absorb in your body, which is a better option because when you drink something, it directly goes into your bloodstream. So if you drink a milkshake, a processed juice, a soda, or a smoothie high in added sugars, it is going to be absorbed directly into your bloodstream. If you consume it often, it's going to eventually turn into that unhealthy excess fat. Anywho, I'm no nutritionist. That's just information I've learned. But let me just share with you a juice I like to drink. It's so refreshing. It's literally the best juice, in my opinion. That is celery juice. celery juice. Mm-hmm. I take 1 or 2 sticks of celery, squeeze a whole lime in it, fill it up halfway with water, add a spoon of collagen, blend it, boom, drink it and enjoy it. That's the juice that cleared up my skin. And a while back, I saw this interview with an Olympian ice skater, and she said she drinks celery juice every day, and her skin was glowing. So I knew I was doing something right. That's just one of the smoothies. Now, another smoothie I started drinking a lot was, well, it had celery, spinach, or kale, adding 4 to 5 small chunks of freshly cut pineapple for that flavor, squeeze half a lemon or lime, fill it up halfway with water, blend it, and boom. I also add collagen, which the one I take adds about 20 grams of protein, I believe. At the end of the day, you do what works best for you. A little reminder is that it is better to have a small intake rather than none. Second habit is being out in nature. Most of us barely go outdoors. We either work from home, work in an office for majority of the day, we're maybe in a classroom for several hours a day, or maybe we just don't like the outdoors. It is so important to spend time outside. It really is. Being in nature has a positive impact on your overall health, both emotionally and physically. Being outdoors is sincerely something we should all prioritize. Not only does it boost your energy levels, but it also makes you happier. It relieves stress. It decreases depression and anxiety, improves concentration, and makes you feel at peace. As humans, we are a part of this earth. We are meant to be outdoors. It is healing for us. Exercising outside, going to the beach, swimming in the ocean, walking barefoot on the grass, just being outside connected with nature, even during a mindful moment, for example, while doing meditation, praying, practicing yoga, it's going to make you feel so much better. Nature is medicine. Being indoors all day long is not, unfortunately. When you are outside, disconnect from everything. Always have your phone on you for emergencies because we live in a crazy world, but disconnect from everything. At that moment, it is you and Mother Nature. Be in the moment. Be present. Express gratitude. This kind of really brings me into habit number 3, which is having soul time. Having a dedicated time to feed your soul, to recharge your energy. We are all made out of energy. Some days we're going to feel low, some days we're going to feel great, but making time for your soul, it's actually so important because you are going inward. It is time with yourself where you can be aware of what's happening in your mind, to know what you could possibly need more or less of from yourself. This looks different for everyone. You can simply do some breath work. You can meditate. There are apps and a bunch of YouTube videos to do a quick 5-minute meditation with different areas you would possibly want to meditate on. You can journal about your day, about your feelings, about some bad habit, write some affirmations, express gratitude. This to me is a habit itself. You're always going to hear me speak about expressing gratitude because it is a life changer. Let's say you hate waking up early for work. Be grateful you get to wake up. Be grateful you get to go to work. There are people that don't wake up. There are people that literally cannot work and they want to. Believe it or not, there are so many people that want to work and they can't. Another thing you can do is prayer. Reading the Bible or the Quran or the holy book that aligns with you. But for prayer, you don't need to find the perfect words. You don't even need to know what to say. You can start off by saying thank you, asking for guidance, for safety, for wisdom, or something that you feel you may lack internally. Or you can just sit there if you don't want to speak. Your heart will be heard. I like to call it soul time because it's literally time for your soul. And it's such a precious and intimate moment with ourselves too. Often, we worry and take care of the external, but not the internal. You can have the clearest skin, the most high-end adornments, the fittest, healthiest body. But how's your soul? How's your heart? How does all the external that you have serve you if you're not taking care of the internal? Having that time dedicated to mindfulness, having that soul time, will benefit you in many ways. So that was habit number 3, having soul time. Now for the 4th habit, is doing mobility exercises. Movement is so important. Exercising is so important. That's always a habit I hear people say, to move your body every day, which looks different for everyone. But including the days you don't work out, please, please do mobility exercises. I know of so many people that do not prioritize mobility. They never do it. If that's you right now, it's okay, because that was me too. I have failed to do it for years. I would exercise, but I never focused on the stiff areas of my body to stretch or mobilize. We all have stiffness and lack range of motion in some area. If you think you don't have stiffness, go on YouTube and search up a mobility workout, or even better, a stretching exercise. Trust me, you will be humbled. You will. Don't skip mobility before a workout. Whether that workout is a 10-minute walk, a run, a swim, strength training, a HIIT workout, do mobilization exercises. Your joints will thank you a few years down the line if you stay consistent with it. Getting at least 10 minutes, if you can't do 10, try 5 minutes, but that is 5 minutes that you're focusing on your mobilization. 5 minutes a day in one area can help you increase range of motion. It's better to get 5 minutes than 0 minutes. Always remember that. If you jump out of bed trying to get a quick workout in and don't do mobilization exercises beforehand, you are unintentionally hurting yourself. I think dedicating a few minutes to it in the morning, since we are so stiff when we wake up, is going to cause some relief, and you will feel better throughout the day too. As important as mobilization is, I also want to add that static stretching is just as important. It stretches your muscles, your ligaments, and after a workout is the best time to do it. They go hand in hand. It shouldn't be forgotten about. If you can't touch your toes, you may need to add some static stretching into your routine. Just so you know. I like to look at it as mobility in the morning, since we wake up stiff, and stretching at night to relieve any sort of tension from the day. That is just the way I like to look at it. But back to the original habit, if you're not getting movement in every day, maybe exercising is not a priority for you right now, or you don't know how to start, you don't know where to start, I would suggest setting a time for mobilization exercises as a daily priority. There are so many good YouTube videos on this. All you have to do is find the video that you think is best for you, for what your body needs, and follow along. Remember, 5 minutes is better than 0. Just saying. Alrighty, the 5th and last habit is exercising your brain. Yes, I said that. This is actually really simple and really fun to do also. What do I mean by exercising your brain? Do something that will mentally challenge you. If you forget a lot of things or lack focus, start your brain exercises. Mm-hmm. Its benefits include better memory, concentration, clarity, sharpness, even brain health itself. Exercising your brain as often as you can will improve cognitive abilities. This could be playing chess, putting a puzzle together. I feel like puzzles are so underrated. And the same for chess. I was literally playing chess on my computer yesterday. It was me against a computer. I played 20 games and I lost every single one of them, but it's okay because it also teaches you how to lose, but it's okay. But seriously though, chess and puzzles are so good for you. Another thing you can do is learn a new language. There's Duolingo. There are podcasts that teach you a new language. Reading, adding new words to your vocabulary. You can read a book and write down words that you've never heard of and afterward look up its meaning. You can do memory games. A long time ago, I came across something that said if you want to improve your photographic memory, when you go to a store, look at a shirt that has detail, and then without looking at the shirt, pinpoint every detail that you saw, then check if you got it right. And I think that is so interesting because we can do it with items we see around that we don't normally pay attention to, and then think on the item's details. Another one that really helps you too is if you do something with your right hand, do it with the opposite hand, do it with the left. Or if you are a lefty, do things with the right. And apparently that opens up, that activates some regions in your brain. But that's something that I think we should actually think about too, is if we are always in autopilot, try doing something differently. If you don't know where to start or the things that I mentioned are not really your cup of tea, I really suggest the app called Elevate. I've played a few of their games a few times and it's actually really fun. It challenges you. So if you don't know where to start, I would suggest starting there. Well, those are all the habits. I hope that these work for you and add value to your daily routine if you do decide to try them out, or at least try one of them out. When I was planning this episode, I thought to myself, these are sort of overlooked, especially numbers 2 and 5. Mostly number 5. It is something that we don't pay attention to. It can be 12 p.m. and we might think, oh, I need to go to the gym or I need to work out. We're not going to think, I need to exercise my brain. Like, let's be honest. Have you ever thought of that? Because I know I haven't. But it is equally as important. If you do add one of these to your routine, please let me know how it goes. You can send me a DM through Instagram or even TikTok, because I would genuinely like to know the impact it had or if you have any suggestions. Anywho, time for the weekly challenge. I challenge you to try one of these every day for the next 7 days until next Sunday. See which one you can benefit the most from at this moment in life. Because there are times some habits don't have much of an impact like others do. And it all depends on where you are in your journey. At least that's what I believe. That's what I believe. For example, you could be wanting to heal your gut or clear your skin. That's where majority of your energy and time will go to. Or if you are inside a building all day and you want more sunlight, you're going to prioritize and do what you can to get that sunlight. So that's what I mean. Basically, choose what works best for the phase that you are currently in. You can start today to see what works best for you during the week, set a time block, and commit to doing one of these a day. Whether you're making a smoothie, reading, doing mobility work, journaling, going out in nature, whichever it is that you choose, set a time that aligns with your schedule, your responsibilities, and keep track on how you feel afterwards. So that's your challenge. Now time for the affirmation. I've become a better version of myself every day. If you're trying to keep up with one of these habits and you notice that you're kind of slacking or you're not putting the time into it and you really want to, just affirm, I become a better version of myself every day. Okay, repeat it after me. I become a better version of myself every day. I hope that helps. All right. Anyway, that is all I have for you today. I am so grateful for you joining me. If you enjoyed this episode or gained any value from it, please share it with someone who might need it. Make sure to leave a 5-star rating so we can continue to grow our Savvy Time community. It takes less than 5 seconds. I will talk to you next time, and I hope you have a blessed and a prosperous day.